What's going on there, watch fans? Today I want to talk to you about the newest James Bond Omega collaboration for the new James Bond film that will be released later this year. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, James Bond and Omega fans? I'm Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to the show. Today, I want to talk to you about the new James Bond Seamaster Aquaterra 150 meters James Bond that will be released later on this year at Baselworld 2015. Usually, I'm not a fan of the James Bond Omega collaborations. The watches are always extremely well made, very well styled, but I always find it a little bit hokey when I take a look at these pieces because I don't know, it's just kind of something that reminds me of, you know, some sort of like McDonald's Burger King type thing where you get the free watch inside the Happy Meal, as much as the watches are nice. But this year, I will say the watch that's being released for the new James Bond movie, Spectra, is absolutely incredible. I think I just love the styling of it. I love the contrast. It's 41.5 millimeters in size. It's constructed out of stainless steel. The dial is a beautiful blue dial that incorporates the Bond family coat of arms, making a very original and unique pattern. That coat of arms can also be found on the yellow-tipped center second hand, which is bright yellow. So that provides amazing contrast. The markers are very Art Deco, so are the hands. It's just a very clean and good-looking watch and really well-made, and it has a new caliber movement inside of it as well. This will debut at Baselworld 2015 from March 19th to March 26th. That's when Basel starts. So, and I believe I confirmed with my sources that there will also be a second James Bond Omega watch that will also be released at Baselworld 2015. This is a great time for this watch to be released because the movie is slated to come out November 6th. Usually it takes 6 to 8 months from the time, you know, Basel happens to, you know, delivery. So, you know, it's a good time for that to happen. Hopefully the movie will not disappoint. The watch certainly hasn't. And another cool thing about this watch as well is that it's fitted on a stainless steel bracelet. It's, you know, anti-magnetic to 15,007 Gauss. So it's a very anti-magnetic watch. You know, the oscillating weight can be seen through the case back is cut in shape like the barrel of a gun, which is an homage to James Bond and to the James Bond Omega collaboration. The watch is limited to 15,007 pieces for the world. It's a lot of units, and that's, you know, in my opinion, that's what's going to take away from the fact of making this a collectible watch. But at the same time, you know, there are a lot of James Bond and a lot of Omega fans out there. A little ambitious with the production numbers, in my opinion, but hey, to each their own. I know that there's no official pricing yet, and I'm sure as time goes on, we'll know more, and I will definitely keep you updated. But yeah, it's a great looking watch. I think it's kind of cool. You know, there's no real, you know, hulkiness to this watch. I don't find it to be annoying in any way. Sometimes I do find it very annoying when it gets too 007, too brandy, too sort of. The whole thing about 007 is, you know, understated elegance, sophistication, style. So yeah, I'd be curious to see if Daniel Craig wears this watch or the other watch in the movie, or if there's, you know, a watch only specifically for the movie. But yeah, it's been a very, very successful franchise. This is the 24th. Spectra will be the 24th release for the James Bond franchise. So I'm very curious to see, you know, what goes on in this movie, how action-packed it is, how hot the Bond girl is, what sort of new gadgets come out, you know, and I'm glad that Omega's kept on with the tradition. It's been good for both parties. I think it strengthens both brands, and I really look forward to the release. So anyway, if you have any questions, you can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. I'd like to thank my listeners for tuning in week after week, spreading the word and supporting the cause. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, check out my Instagram feed, my Twitter, and my Facebook watch page. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's packed with information. It's a one-and-done thing. You sign up once, and weekly you get an email with the newsletter, and you get incredible and priceless information on the watch industry. You also get to find out what's going on with me. I'm really also extremely grateful to all of those out there who came to support me from my Kingsley 1945 event at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. I'd like to thank my Mandarin Oriental Hotel family for supporting me and for participating and making this a stellar event. I'd also like to thank Ramon Kingsley and Pilot Girl. I'd like to thank them for coming out and supporting the brand on the West Coast. And, you know, all of you out there, thank you so much. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.